A student of mine asked me the following question. Let's say she comes to school, and in her first class, she brings, let's say, a bag of potato chips and a bottle of water, and she has a few chips, a little sip of water, and she brings the chips or the snack and the water from class to class throughout the day. And she wanted to know, is she ever required to make a separate bracha? If, let's say, she eats the chips in one classroom and then the chips in another classroom, can she simply make one bracha on the chips or the water in the beginning of the day and snack on the chips and the water for the rest of the day? So there are really two different issues that we need to discuss in trying to answer this question. The first is whether the change of place makes a difference, what's called shinui makom. And the second question is, does time between eating food make a difference? In other words, if you make a bracha and then you wait a certain amount of time before you eat more of the same food, does that require a new bracha? So regarding the first issue, which is a shinui makom issue, change of place, there's a sefer that deals with Hilchos Brachos called Vezosa Bracha, and there in the section entitled Shinui Makom, there are like 12 different examples of Shinui Makom. Shinui Makom, change of place in Cheder Echad in one room, Cheder L'Cheder from room to room, Bayis L'Bayis from house to house, Midira L'Dira from, let's say, one apartment to another apartment in the same building, going to a Mirpeset, a balcony. There are many different examples. Our particular case is Micheder L'Cheder, would be considered from one room to the other, Bebayis Achas, in one house. And the Shulchan Aruch HaOr HaChaim Siman Kuf Ayin Ches Seif Aleph explains that im ha'yadato lecho b'makom acher lo mikre shinu makom v'hu shiyu shnei ha'makomos of bayis achad. That if I eat some food in one place and I intend to continue eating it in, let's say, a different room, a different place, but if both places are in the same house, then that's not considered shinui makom. And in the Sefer Bezos HaBracha, he cites a whole host of poskim, Shevet Alevi, of Shlomo Zalman Aruch, Chaim Scheinberg, who said that even if you don't have specific intent, when you, let's say, eat something in one room, that you're going to continue eating in a different room. But if that is your typical practice, that's what you do. You go from classroom to classroom, you take your bag of chips, you take your bottle of water with you, and you sip a little in one room, and then you go to a different room and sip a little in a different room. If that's your practice, even if you didn't have specific intent to continue eating or drinking, but that's what you normally do every day, it's as if you had intent, and therefore is not considered shinui makom in this particular instance. And from that perspective, you would not need a new bracha. What about the issue of time? So the truth is, there really is no issue of time when it comes to a bracha rishona. When it comes to a bracha achrona, then there might be an issue of time that you can only recite a bracha achrona and after bracha if it's within a certain amount of time after you ate that food, which is not our topic right now, specifically. But regarding the bracha rishona, the issue is simply one of hesech hadas. Did you sort of deviate your intent? Are you no longer planning on eating or drinking? The lashon of the Be'er Halacha in Siman Kuf Tzadi Seif Beis in the Divrei Maschil Achar Sheshasa. So there he says that Kol shelo sileg dato me'achilo me'ashtia lo nispatla bracha rishona afilu shahal kol yom. As long as you did not remove your intent from eating or from drinking, the effects of the bracha rishona are not canceled, even if you waited the whole day to continue eating. So time is not a factor, generally speaking. That being said, the Be'er Halacha continues. In the very end, he says that, let's say you eat a lot of, I don't know, a lot of chips within a short period of time. So if you eat enough chips within a short period of time, you would have to recite a bracha achrona, let's say a bari nefashos. So Let's say you eat a kezias of chips within a few minutes. So now you're chayav to recite a bracha achrona. But then you wait a couple hours. You want to eat some more chips. And you wait a couple of hours to eat some more chips. So even though technically speaking, if you're planning on still eating more and more chips throughout the day, on one level you would not need to recite a new bracha, Rishona, because you had in mind when you started eating those chips, even if you eat a half a bag now, you're going to continue eating throughout the day. Nevertheless, the Be'er Halacha advises that if you eat enough that will require a bracha achrona, you have a kezias, let's say, of chips that would necessitate a bracha achrona. And if you wait 2 hours to eating more chips, you will have lost the opportunity to recite a bracha achrona, because let's say it's more than 72 minutes. That's generally the assumption when it comes to food. So it's better if you have a kezias to recite the bracha achrona on the chips. And then if you want to eat more chips, you recite a new bracha rishona. So in general, the answer really is if you have a ball of water and you have a bag of chips, you're going to snack the whole day, and you're just going from classroom to classroom within the same building, and you typically snack throughout the whole day. You would not have to recite a new bracha every time you go into a different classroom. That being said, if you eat enough food or you drink enough drink of the drink, that would necessitate a bracha achrona, because you had, let's say, you drank a lot within a minute or so, or you drank or you ate a lot of food, a kezias, within 4 minutes. So then it's probably better, says the Be'er Halacha, to recite the bracha achrona then, so you don't lose that. And then when you start snacking again, you recite a new bracha rishona.